starting the first Sunday 2014. How many of you have wrote 2014 yet? There's a few wrote 2014, hadn't they? And how many of you made a mistake and stayed in last year and wrote 2013? There you go. But anyway, starting out first Sunday of the new year, and glad to be here in the house of the Lord. I've come to worship and praise the Almighty God. I was thinking about a minute ago when they was talking about what we're thankful for. You know, I'm thankful for a God that loves me regardless. Well, I tell you, there's been times the last year I messed up. You know, I've thought evil. I've thought hard. I've got mad. Just you name it. And I'd have these problems, but God still loved me. Isn't that amazing? That God still loves us, you know, regardless of our faults and our troubles and our problems that all of us, I can't speak for everybody else. Y'all may be perfect. No, God says you're not perfect, but you may be close. But I'm thankful for a God that loves us regardless and blessed us with an opportunity to come out and worship and praise Him. Beginning a new year, I've had a lot of thoughts about what I'd like to see happen during the next year, and it's about souls being saved. It's about lives being changed, people rededicating, coming back to life through the Spirit of God. You know, there's a big need for that. You know, we've got folks that just went spiritually dead on us. They've just fell by the wayside and just died out, I reckon. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. I saw a commercial the other day. I think it's possibly AT&T commercial where this guy sits at a table with four little young children around him, you know, and he asks them these questions, what's better? And they start giving the answer. And this one little chubby-looking little boy sitting on the edge, he said, well, that'd be better so I can keep my New Year's revolution. Have y'all saw that? He's going to keep his New Year's revolution. And the guy kind of looked stunned. He said, what is it? He said, to eat more jelly beans. I'm bringing this to a point for the reason, but, you know, he used the wrong word in New Year's revolution. You know, but I thought how great that'd be if all of us had a New Year's revolution, that we were ready to go to war and battle against the ungodliness of this area, of our families, of the world around us. That, you know, if we're willing just to say, okay, we're going to have a New Year's revolution this year, that, you know, we're willing to battle and stand up and go forth and stand for what's right and the Word of God. And so that's been a thought that's been on my mind all morning about this New Year's revolution that young man is going to have. He is just going to eat more jelly beans. And I thought, well, you know, okay, if that's what his desire is. But I hope our desire is that, yeah, we are willing to stand in the trenches and take the battle of the Lord to a lost and dying world. That's what it takes this day and time. A determination that we're going to stand, we're going to move forward, we're going to stand for the cause of Christ regardless of what anybody thinks or what others do. Not to be influenced by any other church, not to be influenced by any other outside source, but following the Spirit and the leadership of God. And if we do that, there's no doubt in my mind, if we do that, that we will be successful at this church this year. I'm not going to stand here and forecast numbers. I'm not into that. I'm going to forecast souls saved. Amen. That's what we want to look for, isn't it? That's what makes the difference, heaven and hell. Right? That's what the difference is. Y'all turn with me, if you will, into Galatians and chapter 5. I want to skip over a little bit ahead just for a few minutes. Galatians chapter 5, if you'll turn there, it's where I want to stop. And it talks about standing firm and standing for the cause of God. I'd like to know everybody here that would leave here this morning had a determination that, okay, I'm going to be back tonight, and I'm going to be back Wednesday night, and I'm going to be back next Sunday, and a determination that, yes, I'm going to stand, and I'm going to be faithful for what God wants me to do. I believe there's a need that we call for faithfulness in the church this day and time, because so many people are looking at us and watching us to see our leadership and our guidance, and that's where we show them more than we can ever tell them. Now, that's one thing to go tell somebody about coming to church. But when they see you actually doing it, then they can say, okay, if it's good for them, it might be good for us. In Galatians 6 and 9, don't turn there yet, or you can if you want to, but it says very plainly, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Listen to this. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, that's what Jake began this service out with this morning. I thought, well, I guess the Lord's put it on both of us that we bring that out to the church. God's wanting somebody to hear this about not being weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so we come with a promise of God that we're going to be successful. We're going to accomplish the work that God wants us to do if we faint not. Now, that's the thing that we want to focus on this morning about faint not. You know, when you faint, you get out of reality, right? When somebody faints, they don't know what's going on around them. When somebody faints, they're at an unconscious state. And I thought about how we need to be willing not to faint, that we stand faithful for God, and we come with determination on this first Sunday of 2014 that I'm going to continue in the battle. I'm going to continue with the work that God has set me to do, and I want to see us reap in due time. Our time's to come. Amen. I don't believe God's done at New Salem Baptist Church. Do y'all? Now, you might look around and think, well, we're down a little bit in number this morning, but I don't believe God's finished here yet. If I did, I'd bail out. If I thought, well, God's finished there, well, you know, you don't need to be a part of that. But I know that God's telling us through His Word that if we won't faint, that if you'll just stay faithful, if you'll just continue on in what God wants you to do, we're going to reap the bounty. I'm looking forward for what God's got coming for New Salem. I'm looking forward to what He's got coming for you as an individual, because you've made a determination. This is what God's called me to do, and this is what I'm going to do. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And so the call of God to stand. All through scriptures, you can find places where He called people up and said, I want you to stand for God. I want you to stand for the Lord Jesus. I want you to stand for this word. And when I think about what He calls us to do and how we come and determined that we're going to stand and we're going to do what God has called us to do. When that determination comes, we've got blessings from God on the way. It's very plain. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. Be not. What does it say? Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, that bondage yoke is sin. That bondage yoke is things that take you away from the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, take you away from the work of God that He's called on you to do. Now, I want to talk about importance in church. You know, that's one of the big things the devil would use. He'll come in and he'll make you think you're not important. He works on me that way sometimes. He'll say, you don't really matter. You just don't really matter. But everybody is important. You know, I used a chain the other day, and I was pulling a big piece of equipment and tied a lot of power to it, and we pulled that chain, and we pulled that chain, and we pulled, and finally, we broke it. Y'all know where it broke? Weakest link in the chain. Guarantee you, the weakest place in the chain is what broke. But it broke. Now, a lot of times they'd stop there and start telling you about not being the weakest link, right? But let me tell you what I did. I went right back in, took the same chain and the same link that broke, and pressed it back together and re-welded it and finished the job I started. Because God uses every piece and every link. Your link might have been stretched a little bit. You might have been one cracking a little bit. But God can repair that and finish the job that He started. I could have bypassed it. I could have thrown it away. I could have discarded that link, which happens so often. Those weak links get discarded, get thrown away, get trashed. We're not here to trash or throw away anybody. You got a weak link. You bring it to God, He'll repair it. We pulled that chain again and pulled it till we accomplished the job that we intended. That weakest link that broke, that cracked, after the repair was done, I bet it's stronger than any of the rest of them there, because it had went through a heat treatment and a trial. I don't have any doubt in it. If you want to pull it again, I'm going to say that old weak link that gave up one time, that was restored, will be stronger than every other link in the chain because of the tempering and because of the, the workmanship and because of the effort put into it. That's what God can do in your life. He can repair whatever's broke. It's asking us to stand. You know, I love this morning when we all stood and agreed that we're going to have a good service. You know, that's the beginning, that we stand every now and then and say, God, we're standing at our feet to show you that we're determined. We come this morning determined that we're going to have a good service. We're going to have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. We're going to have a correction time. We're going to have a learning time. We're going to have an encouragement time in the house of God. That's what we need. 2014, a new year. If we're decided that we're going to stand for the cause of Christ, if we're going to move forward for God's word, then He's going to bless us in it, no doubt. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18, I want to read these to you. There's a lot of thoughts go on in how do we accomplish these things. Well, the Word of God comes with instruction, you know, about how to accomplish the things that we look forward to. In verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, that's one of the simplest things that I could read to you, but it's one of the most important things in our life as Christians, as members of this church at New Salem Baptist Church, that we make a decision that we're going to walk in the Spirit. Amen. That we're not going to be under the leadership of something other than God, but we're going to be under that leadership and Spirit of God, that we're going to do the right thing, that we're going to serve the right God. We're going to represent Him in a way that others see the need for it. And when I think about walking in the Spirit, one way that we can do that is pray that God fill this church with His Spirit every time we come in. I'm talking about just like a refreshment stand, a place where you come in and you're refreshed, you're renewed in the Spirit of God. You know, the world will wear down on you. I know. I'm out there just like y'all are. And the world will wear down on you. This problem, that problem, this trouble in life, that problem in family. And these things begin to wear down on you. But I want us to be a renewal place. I'd like us to be like a concession stand that you come in for refreshment, that when you come to the house of God, New Salem Baptist Church, you're renewed in the Spirit. Renewed in the Spirit. Major thing in our lives as Christians, that we walk in the Spirit. For the flesh lusts us against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. And so we're looking at the importance of Spirit and leadership in our life today. It means everything. It means everything. That if you get up in the morning and you're under this leadership and Spirit of God, you're going to be what He wants you to be. It says because the flesh and the spirit lust and fight against each other. But you can overcome that. Greater is He that is within me than he that is within the world. And so that born of God has an overpowering power and a greater power than anything else that could come up against you. So we're looking success story, New Salem Baptist Church. We're going to walk in the Spirit. We're not going to faint. We're going to stand. And God's going to bless us. It might be some of your family that's saved. You know, we got a news thing that New Year's Eve, Richard McKeag got saved. I rejoiced. Praise God, I just rejoiced. We'd been praying for him for several years. And we got that news, and I just took time to praise God that he's still in the saving business. He's still in the work of saving souls. And I thought about what a great thing that was, that he saved a man. And you know, and Richard's in bad shape, I know, and maybe coming close to death. I'm not to gauge that. But he's saved by the grace of God for an eternity. Now that's what it matters. That's what we're about, seeing people receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, walking in the Spirit. Chapter 6, Galatians, verse 1, brother, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore and one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now, as silly as it may seem, that's why I took a chain link and repaired it the other day. Because it's according to what God tells us to do for individuals, that we don't throw them away, we don't discard them. If it takes repair, we repair them, whatever it might take, we strengthen them, we put them back into work for God. Now, this is a major factor in our church today, that we recover some of the weak links, some of the links that have cracked or some of the links that have been stretched, that we'd restore them. and put them back to work and put them back to use. And when I read this, you know, if a man be overtaken in a fault, well, we've all got faults. We've all got troubles. I mean, you may get through today, but look out tomorrow. You know, I look out and I see a world that we're in that's imperfect. And when you mix us in that enough, you know, some of it gets on to us, that it causes us a problem. But it talks about restoring one in meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And so when we start restoring others, then we gain a confidence in God, what he can do for us, that we realize others' mistakes and faults. You know, we're not perfect. But let me tell you this, through Jesus Christ, I'm going to be one day. Amen. I'm headed for perfection. It's a work in progress. It'll take from here till my life's breath, and then I can be made perfect. But it's a work in progress. And you think about how we go out, how we consider those that overtaken in a fault, but we restore them. We that are spiritual, restore them. That God has given us ability and strength and power through his mercy and his grace, that we encourage those that are downcast, those that are disappointed, or those that are discouraged. And there's a lot of it goes on this day of time. That's what the devil tries to do. He'd try to discourage every church member. He'd try to discourage every Christian. He'd try to convince them that this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong. And you know, although we've got wrong, we've got a lot that's right. And we need to start encouraging all those that are gone, all those that are separated from us. They need to come back. They've got a place. They've got a part. And we're not complete without them. Verse 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, I don't know how to be any plainer than that, that whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. You know, if we sow the flesh, we're going to have the flesh reap corruption. If we sow the spirit, we're going to reap of everlasting life. And so we need to focus on standing. We need to focus on not fainting. We need to focus on staying in the spirit of God. We need to focus on sowing the right seed. Sowing the right seed. You know, it's a task. It's a burden before us from that God has allowed us to have, that we sow this right seed that we know. And don't misunderstand, you're going to get what you give. God's not going to be deceived in it, and God's not mocked in it. It says, for whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. And so, you know, I've got a fear for a lot of people that sow in their own seed today. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so here we go again. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And so opportunity, as we have opportunity, I'm going to pray that God open the door of opportunity for us at New Salem, that we have an opportunity to do good. You know, he opens doors for us. We get opportunities. We get chances that we can make a difference in somebody's life. We focus a lot of times right through Christmas, but I'm going to pray that this runs year round, that it's not just Christmas we try to have an opportunity, but we look for opportunities all year long as we go through, that we've got an opportunity to do good. Now, you think about that. You know, a lot of times we get an opportunity to do good and we'll pass it. We'll let it go because it makes an effort. You know, it takes effort. It takes work. I think about that a lot. You know, I see times that God will open a door of opportunity that I could do good, but yet I'll pass that door because I know that's going to take involvement of me. It's going to take of my time. It's going to take of my effort. And sometimes I'm a little bit selfish. God, forgive me. Sometimes I'm a little bit selfish. You know, sometimes it's more about me than it is about them. And that's an attitude that I have to deal with. You know, that's part of the flesh that we fight against. That's where the flesh and the spirit lust us. You know to do good, but yet you don't do it. You have an opportunity, but you let it pass. Let's look for the opportunities. Let's look for God to open those doors. And then let's pray that we're in the strength and in a spiritual mind that we're going to take opportunities and turn them into occasion for God to glory and rejoice and show His power in somebody's life. That's where we need to be at New Salem Baptist Church, 2014. I just want to tell you, if you hadn't heard it lately, I proclaim victory for this year. You know how I can do that? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not on my ability, not on your ability, but on the power and the will of God. Because if we stay in His will, if we stay in His Spirit, we don't faint, we stand, God's going to bless us. God's going to bless us, and I'm looking forward to it. Let's have a verse for song. First Sunday, 2014, anything on your heart and mind that you need to take care of with God, this would be a good day, wouldn't it, to start the new year out right? Whatever it might be, if you need salvation, God can give that. If you need a rededication, maybe your link is a little bit weak. Maybe you're afraid it's stretched a little bit or it's going to break. If you want to come down for repair, God will repair it. Now, I'm telling you, I welded a link up the other day, and that was something. But if God fixes it, it'll be fixed forever. Now, He'll do it right. And you get that link repaired, that you not be the weak link. Anybody want to join a church? We receive members by letter, forthcoming letter, baptism, certain circumstances, by statement. If God's directed you, we need you. God hadn't led you, just wait till He does. Just wait till He does. But if God's led you, we need you. Be part of that chain that does that job that God sent us out to do. Amen. Go ahead and sing, David. I believe that'll be sufficient. Thank you all very much. Good music, good singing today, wasn't it? Any word, anything before we dismiss? Everybody prepared for the cold weather coming in? Everybody think they're pretty much prepared for cold weather coming in? It's supposed to get very bad, very bad. And if you're not prepared and need some help, if you'd raise your hand and say, I might could use a little help, I bet we'd get somebody over to look at it. So, or we'd try to. Or I'd try to at best. But I hope everybody's kind of prepared and ready. We don't want anybody suffering the cold and anything we can do to help. Okay, so we got that. We're going to start giving out the Wild Game dinner tickets this morning. Joan will be back in the office right after service. Any guys, if y'all want to pick your tickets up this morning, okay. If y'all want to wait another Sunday, okay. We've got about a month until it comes up. But we'd like to start giving some of them out because I've got several committed to other people and we want to know where we stand in numbers and so we can give out some more. I went down to the barber shop and my barber is going with us up to the dinner, Dallas, and don't attend church anywhere, but he's going with us. And when I was down there, he got kind of excited. We was talking about it, he got fired up about it. He said, if I could get two more tickets, I'd take my grandsons. So, amen, you know. And so we're looking forward to that, but I believe we're going to have enough. Okay, anything else? We're going to meet back here tonight, 6 o'clock, church time. So if y'all make it, come on. They're not giving the cold weather to come in until 9, 10 o'clock tonight, so I'm not really worried about getting froze in or froze out tonight. We looked at that real close this morning because we didn't want to get everybody here and then a sheet of ice on the road and try to get them home. So I think it'll be sufficient to come back tonight, though. Okay. How about dismiss prayer, Butch?